Hello, everyone. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're going to look back at Sunday's loss to Washington and look ahead to see if this 1-3 Eagles team can get things on track against the New Orleans Saints. And I'm joined this week by, as you saw in Week 1, Tim McManus from Bird 24/7 and Jimmy Kemsky from PhillyVoice.com. Tim, you are the wet blanket of reason when we go back to Week 1.
Jeez.
Well, you were the one who kind of downplayed all the optimism, said, you know, got to take a wait-and-see approach with this football team. Maybe you were right. So now that you've seen this team through four games, do you think it's a matter of the personnel that's on this football team, or is it an execution standpoint that's lacking and why the Eagles are in the position they are?
I think you can take a healthy dose of both. If I have to choose one, I'll go to personnel first, because execution, I think, basically comes down to coaching and talent. The talent along the offensive line right now, given the injuries and maybe some miscalculations as it applies to the guards, is hurting this team's ability to execute. And so I think that fundamentally there's something wrong with the offensive line right now. And while you can pick apart the quarterback, the wide receivers and their drops on down the line, I think without a sturdy offensive front as sort of the core of your football team, it makes everything else just exponentially more difficult.
Jimmy, agree or disagree? Execution or is it personnel?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, well, I think those two things go hand in hand. If your personnel is good, they're going to execute typically. And if they're not, then they're not going to execute. But, of course, like Tim said, execution also, you factor in scheme and coaching and whatever else in there. Sam Bradford hasn't thrown the ball very accurately. I think that's pretty clear, especially through the first three games. He was better in Week 4 when he was able to hit on some deep balls against the Redskins. Certainly they've had dropped passes, like Tim mentioned, from a variety of receivers. It's been everyone. It's been the receivers, the running backs, the tight ends. They've all been guilty of dropping passes. And then the offensive line I think they've been okay in pass protection, especially, again, the first 3 weeks, not so much against the Redskins. They just clearly have not been able to open up holes in the running game, and that's where the Eagles' offense starts. I mean, when they're running the ball well, everything else flows from there, and they just clearly have not been able to run the ball at all this season. So, I think, again, you can pick whatever you want. Personnel, execution, scheme, none of it's working right now.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to let you guys have an opportunity to fix this football team. And Jimmy, I'll let you have the first crack at this. If you could make one adjustment to get things going for the Eagles, what would it be?
You know what? And I thought, I've thought about this question, and I don't know. I mean, my that's my answer. My answer is really, I just don't know. What do? Your run game isn't working. Guys are dropping passes, just inaccurate passes. I don't know what you do. You slow it down? I don't think that's the answer. I mean, I don't know. Do you make a quarterback change? I don't think that's the solution. That's my answer. I don't know.
Tim?
That might be Chip's answer, too. But I would say slow down the speed of the offense. And the reason being is because I think the strength of your team in this order is defense, special teams, and then offense. Right now, it's constructed to be leaning on the offense. Everything is built by virtue of the tempo. Everything is built around that. But tempo, all it's doing right now is giving quick three and outs so that the defense is on the field more. They lead the league in time of possession. They lead the league in plays against. And if the strength of your unit is getting put in a bad spot, then you're not giving yourself the best opportunity to win games. I think the only solution, and I don't know if this offense can function without tempo, to be totally honest with you, but I think that the only possible solution is to lean on the ground game, milk the clock, give your defense the fewest amount of opportunities to be on the field and try to maximize their chances so you're not exposing them, overexposing them, putting them on the field for where a 90-yard play, at a 90-yard drive at the end of the game where they're winded. And they said they weren't gassed. They're gassed. I mean, come on. You're playing 79 snaps. You're gassed. So I think that the answer is to slow it down. I don't think Chip's going to do it, though.
So the Eagles were 1-3 back in 2013. They rallied and were able to win the division. They're 1-3 once again. Tim, do you think that they can get the win this Sunday against New Orleans?
So you weren't going to give me the long-term projection.
No, we're just starting game by game here.
Well, you called me the wet blanket in the beginning of the show, but I actually picked this team to go 11-5. And I've also picked this team to win every week through the first 4 weeks, thinking, oh, they're going to turn around this week and I ended up only getting one of those right, of course, in New York. And so they'll probably win this week because I'm going the other way. I'm going to pick, because when I looked out on the practice field on Tuesday and you see Lane Johnson on the sideline, you see Jason Peters on the sideline, you see Alan Barber on the sideline, offensive line's already having troubles. Now those guys are out.
Yeah.
I'm sure, you know, a couple of those guys will get back, but either way, with them being dinged up, I'm going to roll with the Saints.
Jimmy.
Yeah, me too. In fact, I've actually, Tim got one right. I haven't gotten any right. I picked the Jets to win week three, and they won. So I'm 0-4. I'm not the right person to base your picks on here. But yeah, I'm with Tim. The offensive line is just extraordinarily banged up. And then you got a lot of guys on defense that are banged up as well. So yeah, I mean, it's really kind of hard at this point, unfortunately, to feel confident picking an Eagles team that I believe is actually like a 5-point favorite over the Saints.
But
this
together
week.
We only have one correct
prediction.
Right. So,
there we go. It remains to be seen. So whether you trust them or not, still, Jimmy Kempsky from PhillyVoice.com, Tim McManus from Birds 24/7, and I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.